So the Waterford Camogie team will take on Wexford in the Division 2 semi-final on Sunday at 1 o'clock in Netwatch Cullen Park. And Daisha goalkeeper Brianna O'Regan is on the line to chat about this one. And Brianna, you picked up 3 wins out of 3 in the group stages of the competition. What are the positives you've taken out of the campaign so far?
Yeah, Tomás, we did. Look, we're taking each game as it comes, and everything that we come up against, they're putting it up to us, and that's the, like, I expected to be in Division 2. They're great teams, and just we're just taking each game as it comes now.
How determined are you as a group, Brianna, to get back up to Division 1 at the first time of asking?
We're determined to get back up. I think every player is on that level and on that par, and we want to get back up and play Division 1 again and play the best teams in Ireland.
You had a massive win over Tipperary the last day, Brianna. Can you describe to our listeners how bad the conditions were in Dungarvan for that game?
Oh, absolutely terrible. I think I was out on the 5-5 at one stage trying to get a heat back into me. I had about 3 jumpers on me. I was running around in a circle. Thank God it wasn't on the camera, because if anyone saw me, they would have thought I was off my head. But yeah, no, it was absolutely terrible. The ball got lost in the ground at one stage. They had to get a replacement ball. I don't even know how it went ahead, but look, thank God we came out with the win anyway.
Is that the toughest conditions you've ever experienced, Brianna?
I think it's up there anyway. I played an Ashburn game down with, I think it was against UCD, and literally it was rain, hail and snow. That was absolutely deplorable. I don't think I've ever played in such conditions as that one anyway.
How much do you know about the Wexford team you'll be coming up against this weekend, Brianna?
I've played college camogie, Ashburn camogie, with a few of them anyway. So yeah, I kind of know them, a few of them. But we're under no illusion anyway that this Wexford team are a great team, and they're a senior team, and we just know that they'll put it up to us, and hopefully now.
And to bring it back to the very start, Brianna, if I can, how did you end up between the posts initially?
In 2012, Joey Carton threw me in on the goal when we were playing the Fela, and he came up to me and he was like, look, we'll throw you in on the goal and see how far we get or where we get and how you get on, and I'm there ever since.
Were you playing out the field up to that point?
Yeah, I was playing centre-forward or up around in the forwards. I was kind of lingering around there, trying to get on the scoreboard.
How did you find the switch initially, Brianna, when you moved from centre-forward to goalkeeper?
Sure, I was young at the time. I didn't really think of anything or think about it. Like, if I let in a goal, I'd be like, oh yeah, it is what it is. But now the transition from if I went out to play outfield to now, it's a huge step, because you need to be like, watching the game 24/7 and making sure that everyone's touched tight. It's kind of more a mental game than a physical kind of a game for me as such. Like, it's between me and the post, and if a ball goes in, it could cost me the game, or if I was outfield, I could recover and just kind of get on with it and just kind of get the next ball. But unfortunately, where I play now, if the ball goes in behind me, it could cost the game.
How do you prepare yourself for a game typically, Brianna? You mentioned the mental side of it there.
I suppose I don't really dwell on it too much. I just kind of put in my AirPods, I listen to a podcast, or I just kind of play some music, and I just potter around the house, or I'd go out to the grave and just kind of my own little things. Like, I wouldn't really dwell on it too much, because if I dwell on it too much, I could be over kind of whelmed within my head, and just kind of the game would pass me by. So I just kind of take each minute as it comes, and always next ball.
Do you mind me asking, Brianna, who you visit when you go to the graveyard before matches?
I go to my mother, my father, my sister there. Hopefully they'll give me a good few tips.
Yeah. Do you go there every time, Brianna, before any big match of Waterford?
Sometimes. Sometimes a big match now, I wouldn't really know how I take it. I haven't really gone out there on a big match, but I kind of know that they're with me side by side, especially my father. He used to play hurling for Mount Sion and Roamore and Butlerstown. He went around, he did the rounds. But yeah, no, I haven't really gone out there on big game days yet.
Any other major influences on your career, Brianna, when you were younger?
My grandfather, he had a massive influence on my career. He'd always have me out the back, and when we used to live out in Ballybeg, he always used to have myself and my brother on the green, and we'd be baiting slaters left and right and trying to get the best out of us, I suppose.
Yeah. And were there any goalkeepers that you looked up to, Brianna, when you were starting out?
I suppose Meg Darcy, who played Camogie for Wexford anyway, she was, I always looked up to her. She's kind of mad as a hatter, and I think I'm mad as well for playing on the goal. But yeah, no, Meg Darcy for Wexford in the Camogie, and Brendan Cummins, he was just phenomenal when he played for Tipperary. His puck outs, his kind of his use of the ball, and just the way he read the game as well. Kind of, I'd always zone in on the way he reads the game, especially when a penalty one on one. He was very good at them.
And away from the Camogie, Brianna, what area are you working in, or are you studying at the moment?
I am down in St Stephen's Boys National School as an SNA. I started this year now.
And how are you finding that so far?
Oh, it's brilliant. I love it down there. Everyone is really nice, and I love the environment and working with the kids.
Yeah, well, what's the most enjoyable part of the job, do you find?
Just getting to know the kids, and mate, like, it's great to see them happy, and just knowing that you can help them in any little way, and just to see them smile is lovely.
Well, that's great. Well, Brianna O'Risha, the very best with your teaching and your Camogie as well. Daisha goalkeeper Brianna O'Regan, thanks a million for taking our call today.
No bother, Tomás. Thanks a million.
Lore na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
So the Waterford Minor Hurlers will open their Munster Championship campaign against Tipperary on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock in Fehar Field. And to get the very latest from the Daisha camp, delighted to be joined in studio by manager Shane Ahern. And Shane, first of all, how much work has gone into this team ahead of Tuesday?
Yeah, a good bit of work recently now, Tomás, I must say. If you want to go back, we've been with this group of players when they were under 15, then when they were under 16, and now as a minor team under 17. But having said that, kind of under 15 and under 16, there didn't a lot happen because it was the 2 years of the pandemic and what have you. So it was very limited. Like under 15, basically it stopped in March and we didn't get them back together again for that year. Like, and we had only two sessions done with them at that stage, after kind of a couple of trial matches and that. So there didn't much happen kind of 2 years ago. Then last year, we got them a bit kind of during the summer. We had them every Friday night and we got a few matches and things like that. So that was kind of 2021. But then October, November, we did a good bit of work with them as a development squad, an under 16 development squad. So really, it's only since the turn of the year that they've been a minor panel, and it's only then that we really got to get in good training into them. So it's been going well since the turn of the year, I must say.
Who have you played in challenge matches in recent weeks, Shane?
Yeah, we spent the month of February really playing challenge matches, and a bit before that and after. We've played basically Meath, Kildare, Dublin, Wexford, Offaly, Kilkenny and Galway. So yeah, we've had a few matches the last few weeks and it's been very good, yeah.
And how have you got on in those challenge games?
Yeah, sometimes a lot of time people say you're looking for the performance, not the result. But most times we come out on the right side of the result. But a lot of time, you know, you're trying fellas in different positions and you wouldn't have your full team. And sometimes you weren't sure the opposition, what type of a team they had, like, you know. So, like, we were happy enough with it. Our last game there was against Galway 2 weeks ago. And, you know, we won that game and that was a big game for us. We kind of targeted that to try and be right for that. Having said that, Galway were 9 weeks out from their championship and we were only 2 weeks out from our championship, so maybe it's an uneven contest that way. But yeah, we'd be happy enough the way the matches went for the last few weeks.
Waterford reached the Munster final in this grade last year, Shane, losing out to Cork in Thurles. How many of that squad are available this time around?
Yeah, I suppose there was five off of that team and eight altogether, another three of the lads, eight. So, but like sometimes it's a kind of a false kind of fact, like, you know, in that, you know, last year is different than this year. And while it's a nice start, some players can be working harder when they're trying to get on the team and all that, like, you know, so, and players can change and what have you. So, like, I don't read too much into it, but it was a good start for us to have eight off of that that squad.
Can you tell us who you have involved in the backroom team with you this year, Shane?
Yeah, we've a good enough team in the background there. Kind of Brendan Landers, Liz Moore, Brian Mackey, Ballygunner, and Flannan Cleary, Kill. The three lads are selectors with me, and Brendan is the hurling coach side. I think most people know him as a great hurling coach. Then I have Trish Welch as the secretary. Mark McConnell and Evan Curran do our strength and conditioning. I have the famous Anthony Lavin from Ballysaggart doing hurleys with Ricky Grogan, and Owen O'Neill Ferrybank is doing first aid. So yeah, there's a good bunch of people there.
Waterford had a pretty comfortable win over Tipperary last year. Shane, what sort of a test are you expecting from now on Tuesday evening?
Yeah, as I say, different years. I don't think it kind of comes across, like, you know. I do remember a conversation I had last year with the under 16 manager from Tipperary, and I knew I had eight on the panel, on the minor panel, which I didn't get to see. And I asked him how many had he on the minor panel. He said 17. So I think last year they were aiming for this year, if you know what I mean. They were building it up for this year. And like, if you want to go on form, this Tipperary team would have won the equivalent Tony Forrestal tournament 3 years ago. So, you know, it's a strong Tipperary team coming down to meet us on Tuesday night in Dungarvan.
And the format for this year, Shane, two groups of three, the top team going into the semi-finals and the next two going into the quarter-finals. So we're not into the knockout stuff just yet. Does that take a little bit of the pressure off heading into this week?
No, in fairness, I think it's a good format. I'd be happy enough with the format. I think originally they were looking at a group of three with only two going through. So I think the fact that you have two games to play and you're guaranteed a knockout game, so everybody has at least three games. Well, we hope we're playing a lot more games than three. It's good to know that, you know, we have at least three games to play. Like,
great stuff. Well, Waterford Minor Hurling manager Shane Ahern, thanks so much for your time this evening.
Thank you, Tomás. Thank you.
A reminder that Waterford versus Cork in the National League final will be our George Corbett scored a big match on Saturday night. Join Kieran O'Connor and Michael Ryan for live coverage from Semple Stadium from 7 o'clock. And there's still time to pick up your tickets and cheer on the day show. They are available from Sintra and Super Value outlets and also from Ticketmaster. Thanks so much for tuning in. Slánga fóill.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.